أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن قارون كان من قوم موسى فبغى عليهم وآتيناه من الكنوز ما إن مفاتحه لتنوء بالعصبة أولي القوة إذ قال له قومه لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفرحين صدق الله العظيم. The surah we're discussing is Surah Al-Qasas, and at the very beginning of the surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about portions of the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, his life at the time of birth or shortly after birth, going into the palace of Fir'aun, and then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Musa alayhi salatu wassalam in Madian. And in between, thereafter, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the other aspects of the life of Musa alayhi salam, his return from Madian very briefly, his dawah to Fir'aun, and Fir'aun's denial of the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then in between, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about some aspects of this material world, and then Qiyamah. Amongst the aspects that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about with regards to this material world was one ayah, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتُهَا. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has just given us, whatever He has given us of this material world is just mata', it is a very short and confined benefit of this world and its adornment. The real life lies in the hereafter. Correlating and joining the both, now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about another aspect in the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and that is with regards to Qarun. And also Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows us that when Allah had given man portions of this material world and man forgets the giver Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, man attributes his acquisitions to his own self, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's wrath comes upon such a person, and hence here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about Qarun. But attached to that also, a very important aspect is that here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows a person who had become hungry for power, a person who wanted status, rank, etc. And when that is not destined by Allah Rabbul Izzat, man can become madly intoxicated, and in that intoxication he can be sunk into the ground. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Qaruna kana min qawmi Musa fabagha alayhim. That certainly Qarun was from the people of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Fabagha alayhim, and he became treacherous against them, or he became arrogant against them, and he acted cruelly against them. All these three translations will befit this part of the ayah. But before we go there, just to understand a little bit about Qarun, like Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself says, Min Qawmi Musa, he was from the people of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. In other words, the Quran in itself speak about the fact that Qarun was from the Bani Israel. Now we clarified this fact, that one was the Coptics, that was the people of Fir'aun. One was the Bani Israel, the people of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. The Coptics and Fir'aun were the ruling class. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and his Bani Israel were the class that was enslaved and the class that was downtrodden. So from this very, very group of people was Qarun, from the people of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. There are those commentators that also say that he was from the very family of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. The reality about him was that he worked for Fir'aun, and whilst he worked for Fir'aun in that period of time, he had accumulated and amassed a tremendous amount of wealth. And like we will always see, that when there is a government that is oppressive, then the government will use people from the oppressed people to oppress the people even more. So he was appointed by Fir'aun himself to keep an eye and to spy on the movements of the Bani Israel. So that was creating a great amount of difficulty himself in his own life, on the one hand, and on the other hand, obviously it created a great amount of difficulty for the Bani Israel in itself. So hence here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ, that he became arrogant, he became cruel to the Bani Israel, he acted in a manner that was high-handed against the Bani Israel. Even worse was this, that when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam nubuwat, and obviously together with Musa alayhi salatu was salam was his brother Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu was salam, so they became the Nabis of the Bani Israel. And obviously to become the Nabi of the Bani Israel also means that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives that amount of material status that the Nabi will guide his people, he becomes the leader of the people. And on the other hand, Qarun himself, they say also on the one hand that he was that person who had learned the most amount of the Torah. In other words, he had knowledge of the Torah, he had learned the Torah by heart, he recited the Torah. But when he saw that Musa and Harun alayhi salatu wassalam had become the Nabis of Allah, obviously the people had respected them, they had the leadership. So what happens to Qarun? Now he becomes desirous for the leadership, and he becomes desirous and he wanted to share the leadership with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. There are some incidents that has been recorded that when he saw that he could not get his way, then he created, or he tried to create, a situation of difficulty for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, in which he had chosen a woman and he asked that woman to make an allegation against Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam wa na'udhu billah for having committed zina. And this is really the crave, that intoxication, that drunkenness man has for power. He will do everything and anything to destroy the life of others. But in the books of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, generally the person himself is destroyed. So when this lady stood up, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked her to take a qasam in the name of Allah, and then she took a qasam in the name of Allah that Qarun had put her up, and Qarun had asked her to accuse Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and in that lied his own destruction. With regards to his material wealth, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself says, وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُزْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ, that we had granted him so much of treasures. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak about one single treasure, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says there were treasures. In other words, there was abundance of wealth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains that that wealth was of such a nature that the keys of these treasures, not even the locks of the treasures, but the keys of the treasures were of such great magnitude, they were so many in number, that they will cause a large group of people to bend with its weight. In other words, it was so heavy that when a group of people would carry the keys alone, they would find difficulty in carrying the keys. Then one can imagine the number of locks, and one can imagine the number of safes, and the number of treasures that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had granted. But during this period of time, when he had gained arrogance, his own people had warned him and reminded him, and Allah Ta'ala says, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُهُ لَا تَفْرَحْ, remember the time when his people said to him, لَا تَفْرَحْ, do not exult, do not rejoice in a manner that is unbefitting. Now this word fariha in Arabic means to become happy. The Quran also speaks about happiness that is praiseworthy. Like for example, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grants a person the knowledge of the Quran, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that person should rejoice. But that rejoicing is offering thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, realizing and understanding and knowing that this is from Allah, it is a gift and a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the other hand, when a person begins to believe that whatever he has is his own acquisition, it is his own doings, it is his own acumen, then that rejoicing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like, and that is arrogance, and that is a person that exceeds the bounds and limitations set down by Allah. And Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love those who exult, those who become arrogant or become conceited or boastful. So in this one ayah in itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us many a lesson that when Allah gives us from this material world, let us begin to believe very sincerely from the very bottom of our hearts that it is from Allah, and we should place in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our foreheads in appreciation for all the ni'mas that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us, and we should not become arrogant or we should not become boastful or haughty. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.